starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller. Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen. George Cleveland as Gramps. And, of course, Lassie.
Gramps?
What is it? What's the matter?
Doc Weaver's car's outside. Oh, hi, Doc.
Hi, Jeff.
Is Daisy sick?
I'm just giving her the periodic tuberculin test, that's all.
Look at you. You better get yourself cleaned up before your ma sees you. The diamond mine must be dirty as a pigsty.
Diamond mine?
Yeah. They ain't satisfied with gold nowadays. It ain't valuable enough.
Oh. Oh, looks like Lassie's found herself a bonanza. For her, a bonanza.
No, Lassie. Won't it for after supper? Now drop it. Maybe you'd better get cleaned up, too.
Now, don't leave that there for me to trip over.
Gee, it sure is funny looking. What kind of an animal do you think it came from, Doc?
I don't know. Darn thing's been buried a long time, that's for sure. Could be a fossil.
Fossil?
Sure. Remains of animals have been dug up that are tens of thousands of years old.
That Matt Brockway is saying I played checkers like an old fossil. I didn't know how mad I should have been at him.
I don't think I've seen one exactly like this. You, George?
Oh, I reckon it's off a cow.
No, I don't think so. Darn thing's got me stumped.
Look, Jeff, I'm going to Capital City. You mind if I take this along with me? I got a friend at the university. He'll tell us for sure.
Well, you'd better ask Lassie. It's her bone.
Well, Lassie? Oh, I'll bring it back.
She doesn't seem too happy about it.
Sure. To a dog, a bone as old as that is worth more than a diamond.
Doc's only going to borrow it, Lassie. You'll bring it back, won't you, Doc?
Sure. I'm just kind of curious about it. Look, Lassie. See? I promise.
It's okay.
Miller Pond?
Can't you ask questions first and honk later?
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see anybody here at first. I'm Professor Scott from the university. This is the farm that Dr. Weaver found this fossil, isn't it?
Oh, you mean that bone my grandson's dog found? Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, I wonder if I could have permission to look around.
For what?
For more remains. You see, fossils of the imperial mammoth.
The what?
Prehistoric ancestors of the elephant. At the beginning of the Pleistocene epoch. Oh, but then I don't imagine anything that's been extinct for these thousands of years would be of much importance to you.
On the contrary, I think my son Jeff would be fascinated. He's playing with a friend in the woods where last he found that fossil.
Elephants and mammoths. I got chores to do. You sure that bone ain't off of some cow?
Follow that path, Professor. You can't miss them.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and Professor, would you mind telling the boys to stop digging? It's almost their supper time.
Digging? You say digging?
Yes. Why not?
Why not? If there are more fossils, they can be seriously damaged. Excuse me.
What now?
I don't know. Never mind, Lassie. Go on, give it all you got.
Okay.
No, stop! Put that pick down, please!
Who's he?
I don't know.
Looks like Lassie does.
Have you boys any idea what you've been doing?
Sure, we've been digging.
You can have done all sorts of damage. Oh, you probably have already.
You can't hurt diamonds, can you, Jeff?
Oh, say. Let me have that thing for a minute, will you? Oh, yes. It's another leg bone, all right.
How can we find diamonds with a bunch of old bones in the way?
But I'm going to have to ask you boys to clear out of here.
Clear out?
That's right. We may have a very important find here. Now, I don't like to do this, but... And you're going to have to take these dogs with you. Now, scat. Go on, scat. Scat.
You can't do that to my dog.
Come here, Pokey, baby.
Yes.
These are our diggings, mister.
Yeah. His gramps owns this farm.
Are you Jeff? Well, your mother said to come home right away. Now, you understand that, young man?
You mean you've talked to my mother?
I did. She said it was your dinner time, too. So you shouldn't stay around here like this. You should be home. Well, that's funny.
He's looking for.
You boys see a box I put right down here?
What box?
I put a box right down here. It was a wooden box.
Never touched it. Now he's accusing us of stealing. It's just got to be here. Boys, come here a minute. Boys, I have found the box, but the fossil that was in it is gone. Well, like Porky said, we didn't take it.
Well, somebody did. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to have it back.
We don't even know what you had in it, mister.
Well, of course you do. It was the bone Dr. Weaver brought me.
Oh, you mean Lassie's bone. Say, where is she? I'll bet you she took it.
You mean your dog?
Well, sure, it's her bone. Doc Weaver only borrowed it.
Her bone?
That's right. She found it. It's hers. She can do what she wants with it. Here she comes.
She doesn't have it.
I bet she buried it.
Oh, no. Well, she's got to find it. We've got to get it back. Can't you tell that dog of yours to get it?
But why should I? I told you, it's her bone. She found it. That's right, girl. Sure. Same as we found these diggings. They're ours.
Now, boys, now, just a minute.
Come on, Porky. Let's go home and see what Mom and Gramps have to say about this.
Yeah.
Come on, Lassie. And then he told us we had to clear out and stay out.
Then he said we'll have to tie up our dogs.
And I think you ought to go tell him to look for bones someplace else.
Yeah.
I can can see you boys have been working awfully hard, but sometimes we have to give up things which are important to us for the good of society.
Society?
Well, that's just another way of saying everybody. Do you remember when Jim Teal had his farm all upset by the road crew? Well, he didn't like that, but he realized that the new cutoff would benefit everybody. And because he's a good citizen, he cooperated.
But that's different.
Oh, no, not really. You remember when Clay had everybody go up and help fight that forest fire last year? Well, nobody really wanted to go, but if they hadn't, everyone in the county would have suffered.
May I come in, please?
Well, of course.
Thank you. I couldn't help overhearing, Mrs. Miller. I want to thank you for the lesson in psychology. Say, I should have told you boys how much I appreciated your discovery instead of acting the way I did.
Harken again before you ask questions?
Dad. That's a bad habit of mine. Say, I bet you boys would like to know something about your discovery. Have you ever seen pictures of those prehistoric monsters?
Well, we got an encyclopedia. If I want, I could have looked it up.
Well, if there's a pencil and paper handy, maybe I can draw a picture of one.
I'll get you one. Sit down, Professor.
Thank you. Now, we think that the mammoths first came here, thank you, when North America was tied to Asia by a land bridge. Now, that was way back in the early Ice Age. Now, they became extinct all about 10,000 years ago.
Gosh, 10,000 years?
Now, during the time they lived, they roamed over a good part of North America. Now, we know that they were covered with long, heavy, dark brown hair. Because mammoths were found perfectly preserved, frozen in glacial ice. And when it came to tusks, well, some of them had them, 13 feet long. And they were real monsters, big as a house. There you are. That just kind of gives you a rough idea.
Boy, rough is right. Lassie, look.
So you see, you fellas really stumbled onto something big.
Well, it was Lassie that discovered it.
That's right, she did. It's too bad she decided to hang on to it.
Well, that's because I didn't tell her how important it was to science.
To a dog, a bone is a bone.
Lassie, now listen to me. You're going to have to get your bone and bring it right back here. Oh, I know you want it, but it's more important that we give it to society. Do you understand? Go on, fetch it. No, Boogie. You stay here.
Gone a long time, Jeff?
She'll be back. She must have buried that bone awful deep.
Oh, this peach pie certainly looks wonderful.
Nothing beats pie for dessert.
I bet she'd rather have that bone for a dessert.
She'll never give it up.
Oh, yes, she will. I told her to. See, what'd I tell you? The bone, Lassie. Where's your bone? Lassie, where is it? Professor Scott, I don't understand it. I just don't.
Just like I said, son, to a dog, a bone's a bone.
Professor, we Bart ready for the picture now?
Oh, no, 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 not yet. Marion, now we're bringing number 4 close to the 6. That's it, yes.
Boy, some monster. This is only part of it.
Yes, I wish we had it all, Jeff.
I've tried everything, Professor. This is the first time Lassie's ever done anything like this.
Your Gramps is right. To a dog, a bone's a bone.
Lassie, won't you please bring it back?
Look, we gave up our diggings, didn't we?
Well, I know you want it. Gee.
It's hopeless, all right.
Well, I've tried. She just won't listen.
Well, all right now. Oh, okay, you can take the picture now. See, it'd be nice if we had a picture of Lassie on the front page, too.
Yeah, sitting up with the bone in her mouth.
Want me to get a few more?
Well, you might take one of the boys.
These diggings originally belong to them, you know.
Okay,
come on down. Now, say, girls, you can box up the fossils, but very carefully, please.
Well, let's have a big smile, huh?
We really ought to have Lassie in this, even if she didn't. Porky, look!
Good girl, Lassie. Good girl. Professor. Hey. Professor, Lassie found it. She brought the bone back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, there's a fine girl, Lassie. Where is it, Jeff?
Right down here. Well, it was here a minute ago.
Pokey. Look, Pokey's got it. Come back here, Pokey. Come back here right now. How can he do this to science?
Quick, Lassie, go get it. Go on.
Find it there.
Yes, we will. We can take the shortcut. Come on.
kids. What do you want?
My dog. My dog's up there.
Your what?
She combed your hair a little, Jeff.
Well, everybody's been rewarded, but I still owe a debt to Lassie. Lassie, this is for you. You see, just like I said, to a dog, a bone is a bone.